Don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. Never minimize what is happening right now. Don't push it into the confines of an unnecessary necessity. You, my friend, have done well to worship the Lord. It will always be accompanied by clear marching orders. God is speaking to you. And some right now, the Lord is speaking to you. He's telling you something. You might say to me, Pastor, what exactly? I may not know. But I promise you, God is tapping on your shoulder. He's calling you out. Remember, that call to go, just like Paul, will always be accompanied by satanic opposition. Do you think for 1 minute the devil likes the fact that you're worshiping him today? If I was to ask for a show of hands, how many of us would identify, if we just picked on Sundays, how many of us can identify that it's just an amazing thing how on Sunday mornings something happens? Something. Something tries to stop us gathering together. Something says, don't go to church. Something says, you deserve better. Something says, take me out before I yell the church down. Something says, I thought I heard a help me in one of those. But you know that fifth point, the call to go is always accompanied by indescribable victories. The Encouraging
Word. Welcome to The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And today we bring you the conclusion of yesterday's message, The Devoted Christ Follower. You remember yesterday we talked about what it is that helps us be devoted, to covenant it, to live it, to teach it, to expect it, to model it, and to celebrate it. And as we celebrate that devoted, Christ-centered life, you need to know you're not doing it alone. We're here with you. Love to pray with you right now at 866-899-WORD. That's right now. We're 24 hours a day, 866-899-9673, or online at tewonline.org. Now, today's message, Devoted Christ Follower with Dr. Don Wilton.
Ironically, the more our world decides that church is irrelevant, the more God is not going to presence himself with us. This is what God said in James chapter 4. He said, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. God said that. And in the New Testament church, something incredible was instituted. And it's an amazing thing. It's really gripped my own heart. It's renewed my passion for our church, for being in church, for what the church does, for who we are as believers together, not only here, but across the United States and around the world. The devoted Christ follower, this person who knew Jesus Christ, who gave his or her heart and life to Christ, the Bible says that as they tapped in and accepted what Jesus gave to them to do and to be, this intentionality, this structure that God gave to us, The results were just amazing. Let me just show these things to you in light of the four mandates that God gives to us. He gives us four mandates. He says, let me tell you something. There's the apostles' teaching and preaching. There's communion, the Lord's Supper, breaking bread. There's fellowship with one another. And number four, there is prayer. So he gave us these four strategies of the church. And what he said was that if you know and love the Lord Jesus through the church, you need to take hold of these things. And when you do and you stop spectating and begin participating, you are going to become that complete devoted Christ follower that God intends for you to be. Here's the key. The devoted Christ follower, number one, was matured through biblical teaching. Here's what God's word says in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. Like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word of God, so that by it you will have the means by which you will grow in the knowledge of your salvation. That's what he said. So here we are today, and that's what we're doing right now. Amongst many other expressions in our church, we are together, and in this instant, God has called me to be able to share with you, with us, the Word of God. This is biblical teaching. I am teaching, preaching. This is the apostles' teaching, preaching. And what the Bible says is that the devoted Christ follower matures as a result. Do you know every time you sit in that life group and you listen to someone teach, every time you teach the Bible yourself, every time you come to church, you leave a little more mature. I want you to think about that. Mature as a man, as a woman in Christ. It means you less and less will act like a baby. It means you will less and less need your diaper to be changed. It means that you will less and less grapple with the elementary things that bother little children. It means less and less will you squawk when you don't get your own way. It means less and less will you get bent out of shape because someone's sitting in front of you and won't sit still. It means less and less will all the other things of life just always bother you. Are you always constantly irritated and bothered? You need to mature in your Christian faith. And the way God has done that, he said, subject yourself. And I congratulate you today. I'm speaking to the choir. I believe that as a result of being here today, being in church, I believe that amongst the many other things, you as a devoted Christ follower will become matured. Number two, the devoted Christ follower was held accountable through fellowship with other believers. That's what Jesus said here. This is what God's word says. They devoted themselves to fellowship. By the way, it's an interesting word. It's the word koinonia. It carries with it the idea of a partnership between like-minded people. That's what fellowship is. Now, I get a lot of fellowship in a lot of places. For example, I love to be at a ball game. I can go and sit in a stand and yell and hoop and holler, and I will, if someone pays me enough, I'll even hold a pom-pom. But now you got to pay me a lot for me to get up there with a pom-pom. But I'll wave that thing, all right? And we can fellowship in many ways, but you will never fellowship to the point at which you are driven to a high level of holiness and faithfulness in accountability to one another and ultimately to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what fellowship does. You know, every time I'm around you, it seems like there's an accountability that is carried with being around you. For one, I'll be honest with you folks, I don't want to let you down. Do you know I love my wife very much? She's the light of my life. Do you know if there's anything that drives me to be faithful and loving? It's because I'm with her all the time and I get so much love back from her. I am accountable to her in the fellowship that we have as husband and wife. That's why I love being around my sons and my daughter. It produces not just, well, I'm around my sons and my daughter. There is an accountability that is carried with it. But how much so in the church? Every time I'm at church, I'm around people, I see people. That fellowship drives an accountability. Listen to what the Bible says here. This is an amazing. I wrote this one down. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. Believers should consider how to stimulate one another to love and to do good deeds, not forsaking their fellowship together, as is the habit of some people, but rather encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day of the Lord approaching. Even more so when you're living in the 11th hour. The closer the time comes to Jesus coming back, the more critical it is that we make every effort on every occasion as often as possible to be together at that meal, in that life group, in that Sunday school department, on that trip, that mission trip, in that church service. We could go on and on and on and on, because fellowship stimulates holiness and faithfulness on the part of believer. And the more holy I am and the more faithful I am, the more devoted I am, the more I please the heart of God, and the more complete I become as a person. I want that. I don't want to just be someone going through life haphazardly, thrown together up one minute and down the next. What happened here? The devoted follower of Christ was matured through biblical teaching, was held accountable through fellowship with other believers. Number three, was unified through the breaking of bread together. Do you know what the Lord's Supper is designed to do? Unify believers. Folks, can I just say that? I'm just going to go ahead and say this. One of the greatest tragedies in America today is not the moral decline or the this or the that. It's the unbelievable disunity among those who love the Lord Jesus. That's why I'm so grateful for First Baptist Church. This is a very serious, wonderful, God-glorifying thing, the unity that we have. Don't let anybody ever come and try to talk you out of it. The pastoral epistles are full of it, that we be unified in Christ. This, my friends, is not the United States Congress. This isn't the state capitol. This isn't the stress and all the stuff that comes down Main Street all the time. This is the house of the living God, filled with people who are devoted to the Lord Jesus. And Jesus said they devoted themselves to the breaking of bread. He wasn't just simply talking about the act of communion. He was talking about the message of the Lord's Supper. And what is the message of the Lord's Supper? It's about Jesus. It's about focusing. It's about keeping the main thing, the main thing. Listen to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. He said, "Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing of the blood of Christ? Is not the bread that we break a sharing of the body of Christ? Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread." Do you know something, folks? Actually, there's nothing else to say or to be concerned about other than the Lord Jesus. That's a very real thing. Do you know why I pray for our churches? Why there are so many churches all across our nation today that are divided, are destroyed, are falling apart, closing their doors, people don't want to come? You know why? Because there's no unity in the body. Who wants to come to a church where people are fighting with each other, where business meetings are war zones, where they're power brokers, where there are one or two men who own the church, just because they have enough money or enough influence or because they sit in the right seat. Mm-mm. Not when you turn and you look into the face of the Lord Jesus. When you and I turn to look into the face of the Lord Jesus, I think we really very quickly understand just how nothing we really are, but that in Him we're everything, because He makes us who we are. But He calls us to be the servants of all. What about these devoted servants? They were matured through biblical teaching. They were held accountable through the fellowship of other believers. They were unified through the breaking of bread, and they were blessed through the power of prayer.
What a blessing the power of prayer is. Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with the conclusion of today's message in just a moment. But one of the reasons Dr. Don insists I interrupt is to let you know we'd love to pray for you. 866-899-WORD will connect you with us, not just now, but 24 hours a day, and we would love to pray with you and for you. You can also connect with us keyboard to keyboard on our website, tewonline.org. That's T-E-W for The Encouraging Word, online.org. And while you're there, you may discover that there are not only resources that you can invest in and kind of help grow the ministry of The Encouraging Word by buying those from us, but also as you shop for Christmas this year, remember Amazon Smile has an opportunity that helps ministries like ours and others to gain resources for ministry purposes as you use that as a part of your Amazon shopping. Again, the details are online at tewonline.org. So you can dive into that opportunity of giving and serving as well. Now let's dive back into today's message, The Devoted Christ Follower, with Dr. Don Wilton, here on The Encouraging Word.
They were blessed. That's what the New Testament church, they devoted themselves to prayer. Prayer blesses us. We need to take this even more seriously. Back in the spring, we gave ourselves to 40 days of prayer and fasting. I think God did something amazing. I mean, He worked on us in so many different ways that we can't even describe, can we? And then this fall, as we pray during the week and as we send prayer requests in over the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry and as we pray for one another, the power of God coming down, God just blesses us. So, if you look at these things, you look at teaching and preaching, the breaking of bread, fellowship together, and prayer, that's when I have to ask myself as your pastor, what does this look like at First Baptist Church? What does it look like? I want you to know the kind of church that you belong to. You see, as believers, we believe that we will be blessed. We've asked the Lord for years, Lord, how can we do this? Back then in their day, they met every day, day to day. We can't do that. They didn't have motor cars. They didn't know that the South Carolina Gamecocks played football. They didn't have the demands. They didn't. This was a different day in terms of their modus operandi. How can we, in this 11th hour, with all the stuff going on and all the demands and all the running around and everything that we have to do in this very rapidly change, how do we do this? Well, we've got a fourfold strategy right here at this church. This is the four things that translate out of what God has said. This is not just something we made up. This is our fourfold strategy. We believe in order for you and me to become devoted followers of Christ, we've got to do all four of these things. Number one, worship together. Worship together. That's what we're doing. We worship. People all across the country worshiping with us by way of television. We believe in that. We're seeing more and more people come to know Christ because we're bringing them to worship the Lord even through television. We're broadcasting in every state across the United States, over 175 nations around the world, because we believe in this. We believe that this word needs to go out as an act of worship because God said, that's what you need to do. The apostles' teaching. That's why we're not going to veer off that mark. We have special opportunities to worship. Number two, prepare. Life groups, getting ready, teaching. Iron sharpening iron, Sunday school groups. They met every day. We want all our people to get into these groups for accountability, for that fellowship. And it is through these groups that we give to our people resources. We want to equip parents. You remember what I was talking about at the beginning of this message? How do we do this? What do we offer? How do we provide for our children things they can watch without us sitting there chewing our nails, because nothing you can watch today is not going to be perverted or offered an angle or suddenly spring something on you. We worship together. We prepare together. Number three, we serve together. For the last 6 weeks, we've been showing videos in every worship service leading up to our Global Mission Conference, which give us a picture of what Jesus called us to do, and that is to serve one another. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. It is the most incredible thing I have ever seen. You are part of a church that doesn't just say it. We try to do it. And this is not a spectator opportunity. It is a participator imperative. Jesus said to you, listen, friend, watch me today. Watch me, because I love you. It is not good enough for you just to come to church. Be the church. It is my desire for you. But it's not my desire by my design. It's God's desire by His design. Our responsibility is to ask God how we can, in our day and age, enable us to live in this 11th hour. Fourfold strategy: worship, prepare, serve. Are you serving the Lord? And number four, engage together. That little word engage means we need to speak up, tell someone about Jesus. Ask God to help you do that. Under Eddie's leadership and together with me and so many in our church, we are coming back at you. We're going to provide every resource we can so that by all means, all of us, the quiet ones and the not so quiet ones, the ones who have the microphone like me and those of you that would rather die 1,000 deaths than stand up behind a microphone, which is why I never ask any of you to get up and pray in public. I understand that. But you know something? Every one of us have something to say because Jesus Christ has changed us completely. And every time you engage the gospel, you know what's going to happen to you? You got it. You're going to become a devoted Christ follower. This is our strategy because it's God's strategy. I'm so grateful to the Lord for you today. And today, as we come to a time of invitation, I'm inviting you to give your life to Christ. That's step number one. That's where you say, Lord, I know that I'm a sinner. I'm doing this on my own. I cannot, because my sin separates me from you. You can give your life to Christ today. We want to help you, and I'm going to ask you today to come. Leave your seat. And you know Christ today. You're a believer, and you're saying, I want to be that man. I want to be that lady. I want my life to be meaningful. I want something more in life. This is what Jesus said. The devoted Christ follower. Yep. It's what they did. Look what God did. God blessed them beyond anything you and I can possibly imagine. And He wants to bless you. And I know that He will. And today I'm going to ask you to come. And for some of you, you're going to say, well, if that's what that church is about, I want to be part of a church like that. I want to be part of a church that really does everything it can to reach into the hearts and lives of every believer together so that all of us can grow in the knowledge and admonition of the Lord Jesus. What a place to be. What a people to become in Christ. And can you imagine that the Lord Jesus would love you and me so much that through His grace and by His Spirit, He'll do exactly that for us.
And it's that love that He's shown us that makes us want to talk with you more about what God's ready to do in your life. Our phone number is 866 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather, let's connect keyboard to keyboard right now at TEWonline.org. That's TEWonline.org. And before we close this week of broadcast here on this Friday, I pray that you would take a moment to hear perhaps the most important words from Dr. Don yet.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey. And in just a moment, I'm going to come back with a final word.
And if God has spoken to you, oh, whether it's been in these moments with Dr. Don in the studio or before in the pulpit, I pray you would know Dr. Don would be quick to say, it's the voice of God that you need to be listening for. But since Dr. Don has been preaching from the Scripture, the Word of God, perhaps God has called you to make a decision. Let us talk with you, pray with you, put some free resources in your hands, help you grow, maybe help you find a local church family. 866-899-WORD is our phone number. That's 866-899-9673. Perhaps a conversation is just what you need, as someone will be praying with you right now at that phone number. You'd rather go keyboard to keyboard? Meet us online at TEWonline.org. That's TEWonline.org, where you'll discover great things like this Heart of Worship opportunity to study God's Word all through 2020.
This year again, I was blessed to join with several pastors and Christian leaders from across the country in writing a brand new 52-week devotional called The Heart of Worship. I want to make a copy available to you and for you to have copies that you can get to send to your families and friends at Christmas time. What a wonderful Christmas gift to give to those that you love. In fact, as we begin a new year, begin it with God. So thank you, my friends, for picking up the phone and calling to request the Heart of Worship devotional today. God bless you.
The number again is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673 or TEWonline.org.
Thank you so much for sending me the Daily Encouraging Word devotional. I passed it on to a friend from Kenya, and now he's sending it to his sister in Kenya. The Encouraging Word has been such a blessing to me.